Welcome to Dirty Daughter Talk with your pedo mommies, Gigi and Trixie. Hey, Trix.
Hey.
And hello to all you sexy pedo moms and gorgeous daughters. Oh, but let's not forget a huge pedo pussy welcome to the new mommies and your baby girls who are listening in for the first time. Isn't that amazing, Trixie?
Yes, we are so happy to have everyone. Mm. And if you are listening to this podcast, it means you're a verified mom mm-hmm. and have private access to this podcast. So congratulations.
Yes.
And if you're listening either by yourself or with your daughter, we really hope you enjoy it.
Oh, we sure do. You know, this podcast is really all about promoting our amazing pedo pussy secret retreat for moms and daughters. Mm-hmm. You know, Trixie and I felt a need to create this retreat, well, for the love of mommies and daughters everywhere. The retreat is about having a place where you and your daughter, regardless of her age, can feel free to explore each other's body while making love anywhere, anytime, and without fucking judgment.
Fuck yes.
Also, the perfect place for like-minded moms to meet, hang out while talking about all the intense fucking that's going on with you and your sweet baby girl.
That's right. And it's really a special time when we can really be ourselves while having sex with our daughters without the husbands around.
Amen.
I mean, my husband thinks we attend some boring, vanilla mother-daughter retreat. He thinks it's like an exclusive retreat spa for moms and daughters. But, you know, my husband travels a lot and he's definitely a workaholic, which honestly works great for me and my daughters. I can live sexual life with my baby girls whenever he's at work. And when he is actually around and at home, he's so checked out and exhausted and just has no clue how I really run the house as mom.
He doesn't. I've seen him. I know him.
Yes. He's so clueless. So when he hits the road again for business, you better believe I'm knuckles deep in my little girls.
Fucking A, baby. Now, unlike Trixie and her husband, mine works out of the home. And this makes it virtually impossible for me and my slutty little fuck toys to have any naked time alone. Trixie, just 2 fucking days ago, me and my daughters were in my oldest daughter's room, door locked, we're laying naked on her bed. I had my 12-year-old Sierra on the left side of me, my 4-year-old Savannah on the right. Their heads were resting on my chest, and my little one had her hand resting right on my right nipple. She's gently squeezing and pinching it, while Sierra had her hand in between my legs, fondling my pussy lips. I mean, mama was in heaven, okay?
What good girls.
Oh, they are. I mean, hey, baby, we have taught our daughters right.
Yes.
And I mean, fucking Sierra, she is dipping her fingers inside of me. Fuck, honey. They had mommy so goddamn hot. I've got a toy in Sierra and my finger inside baby girl. When out of the blue, we hear a knock at the fucking door and the doorknob is turning.
Oh my God.
Yes. And fuck, it stressed the three of us out. We get up, start grabbing clothes. I was trying to sound calm, asking through the door, "What's up, honey? We're watching a movie." He's like, "Well, why is the door locked?" And I'm playing stupid, like, "I don't know." Then he raises his voice and starts yelling, "Well, unlock the fucking door and let me in." I've got the girls looking at me. My heart is pounding out of my fucking chest. And you know what, Trixie? That beautiful, intimate moment that we just shared was fucking destroyed by him.
Ugh.
Fucker.
Like, the husbands, they can be such a pain in the ass. We love them. We love them. You can't help but love them. But geez, come on. Mother-daughter time. That's
absolutely. Mommies need time with their daughters and vice versa.
Yes. Now, for our new moms and daughters, list Pedo Pussy Secret Retreat for Mommies and Daughters is a large, beautiful chateau on 100 acres that holds a skinny lake and has a raging river running through it. Mm-hmm. Our retreat is literally miles from civilization. Important to remember, only verified moms have access to the address. So when you arrive, you'll feel the most peaceful zen you lack at home when it comes to fucking your daughters.
How?
We have the most amazing swimming pool, hot tub, swing sets, and jungle gym for the littles. With 10 horses, y'all can ride naked with your daughters alongside the raging river. Mm. And members are welcome to camp outdoors at night in the 30 bedrooms and magnificent chateau. Ultimately, Gigi and I just want you to be relaxed on you and your daughter's sexual desires.
True fucking words. Mm. Trixie just spoke.
Yes.
Honey, what I love about the Mommy Daughter Retreat is it gives us loving moms the privacy we don't have at home to really bond with our baby girls. You know, this is the time to leave all your inhibitions at the door. Mm-hmm. As soon as you step onto your new home away from home at the Pussy Palace Retreat, there are no limits to what you and your baby girls can do.
None.
Slip into some sexy lingerie, get butt-ass naked, find one of the 50 chaise lounges placed around the property, and make love to your daughter right then, right there. Nobody here is going to be judging you or your sexual preference of incest. All of us women are here for the same fucking reason. We need our daughters in a way the world doesn't accept or understand. We promise you, your husbands will never show up to stop you or your lovely daughters and your sexual bonding. You know, Trixie and I want you and your little loves to experience the beautiful pleasures of incest lesbian fucking. Mm. Pussy on pussy. Yes, your daughter's sweet fucking vagina. Mm-hmm. Enjoy every minute with each other and please mingle with the other pedo moms and their spawn. It's extremely important for us to get to know the moms and their girls. Isn't that right, Trixie?
Yes, honey, you are so correct. I couldn't have said that better. We are just a group of incest-loving pedo moms that teach our own daughters all about lesbian sex. And the mission is to get our tiny little whores to love pussy from the earth. The earlier, the better, right?
Oh, my God. Hail to incestual-loving pedo moms and their daughters. Absolutely, Trixie. You know, we want to carry these incest pedophile traditions from generation to generation. Mm. Like, don't you want to fuck your great-great-granddaughter at our Pussy Palace retreat years to come?
Oh, my God. Fuck yes. I mean, even when I'm old and gray, even grannies need fresh young cunt.
Oh, fucking A, honey. Shout out to the grannies and fresh young cunt. I agree with you, honey. And you know, our sexy pedo moms come young and old. Mm-hmm. We have real estate agents, teachers, lawyers, counselors, housewives. Mm. Every single one of them are kitty fuckers. Our verified moms join us with their newborns too. Well, here at the Pussy Palace Retreat, we have no age limit nor rules. Mm-hmm. We only want you and your girls to be horny as fuck and get down and dirty and love one another, touch one another, eat one another, devour each other.
Yes, right, honey. Yes, honey. And it's a very laid-back environment, like no pressure at all. Some mom and daughter pairs show up and they want privacy, which that's okay. Mm-hmm. They don't have to get too wild in front of the other moms. However, we do encourage a mingle, utilize the itinerary that Gigi and I have planned for the retreat. The itinerary is just a guideline and is really there to make sure all our pedo moms and daughters are getting the most from their incest bonding time. The Pussy Palace is just a laid-back slice of heaven for mommies and daughters.
Fuck yeah.
So, Gigi, why don't you tell the mommies and daughters listening in your favorite activity at the Pussy Palace?
I'd love to, Trixie. I would have to say my favorite time would be pool time during the day. We serve food, cocktails, drinks for the littles out on the patio, and that's where the moms usually share their experiences. The dress code, we like to say, is provocative and slutty, if any at all. My daughters, Sierra and Savannah, love walking around naked at home and at the Pussy Palace. And I can say this for truth, so do Trixie's daughters. Trixie and I taught them at birth that clothes are not necessary at home with mom or at the Pussy Palace retreat
No,
with the pedo
ma'am.
mommies and their daughters. They've got the most perfect tight little bodies, and we really want the world to be graced with our four girls' perfection. I like to call them our sweet and succulent honey pots. Makes my mouth salivate. Fuck. And my point being is there's no dress code. Get down at the pool, have fun. I notice Trixie, and I wonder if you do, once we as mommies, pedo mommies, really let our hair down at the Pussy Palace retreat, we curse like sailors and fuck like mommy daughter porn stars.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Fucking A, we literally love to just kick back naked, lust over all the young naked bodies, pussies, asses, fucking sucking. Oh, I mean, some moms love to sit on the edge of the pool, spread their legs, showing mommy cunt to the littles, or flashing their big tits before jumping in. I know Trixie loves to do that. And we found the girls love being thrown in the pool. And I taught all the women that it's very erotic when you lift that little butt up in your hand. And before you throw them off of you, you slide your finger in their pussy or ass. And the girls fucking love it. They're like, throw me again, throw me, throw me, throw
Yes.
me. I'm like, yes,
They
I'll
are
throw
such
you.
little sluts.
Oh, they are. We fucking love, love, love all the little sluts and their pedo
Yes.
mommies.
Yeah, and I agree. Love pool time. I mean, it's just what a time to like sit back and look at the yummy daughters walking around in bathing suits or even naked.
It really is. We work so hard all year for 2 weeks of retreat time with our mommies and daughters. And I know Trixie and I really, we know how to relax. We know how to work our asses off. But when it comes time for pool time, we are laying there soaking up the sun and checking out the views. And we really breathe, don't we, Trix? I mean,
It's and truly, I'm just sitting here thinking like it's truly the time that I feel like I know you would agree. It's the only time I ever feel like myself, like my self.
Sitting back like a perverted pedo mom,
Yes.
gawking at the children. Fucking
Yes.
A.
Yes, with my fellow moms on my side, being pervy. Oh, I love it.
Yes. Oh. I do
So,
too.
the other thing, pool time is, you might see like when you're at the pool, you might see a mom sitting by the steps that come down into the water with her legs spread open and her 7-year-old daughter fist fucking her pussy and licking it. That's just something you may see at the pool. It's so fucking hot.
God damn, it's so
But
hot.
let me remind all you moms out there, having your underage daughter fist your pussy, I must. If you're not
Oh.
doing that already,
Do it now.
yes, their little hands and forearms are perfect for fisting. Oh my God. I mean, Gigi, you fist me, but there's just something about a little girl fist fucking your cunt. Oh my
Well,
God.
do you remember when we had our littles? My daughter's 2 years older than Trixie's oldest daughter. But then we were like, fuck it, let's get pregnant together. And we both have 4-year-old daughters. And what, when they could stand, I believe it was like one and a half,
Yes.
We taught them both at the same time. Hold your fist up, and we just drop it like we was twerking our pussies down on them. And we're telling them, punch us in the pussy, punch us in the pussy. Yes. And the girls are laughing, and it's all about making a game out of it and letting them see how much their pedo pussy mommies love it. Because your daughters want to make you happy and horny, right, Trix?
Yes, yes. Oh. And do you remember when we taught our one-year-old girls? I think there were one, maybe two. We had them double fist fuck us. Oh, so little. Oh, my fucking God. That was one of my...
Yes, we had them double fist us and double penetrate ass and pussy. We are just fucking hammering down on these little fists, and the girls are just, you can feel them punching you with their little fist, and oh, you just, you never want those fists to leave your pussy and ass, ever.
But you know, Gigi, yeah. I know you're like me. Mm-hmm. We love reminding our when they're elbow deep and our that they are fist fucking the hole that they came from.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And well, we all want to go home at some point in our life, don't we? I mean, it's all about the pussy pedo moms. Expect giving and receiving intense orgasm at the Pussy Palace retreat. If you aren't, just join us in the Climax Hall, where we meet daily, and you'll have a chase lounge for you and your daughter, along with a projector screen for our hot moms to talk about the pleasures of eating mom's pussy until she comes over and over. You know, our daughters watch as I demonstrate by spreading my legs and explaining how the clitoris works, our external and internal erogenous zones, and how to maximize orgasms for mom and baby girl. Mm-hmm. You know, Trixie's in charge of demonstrating on the projector, which was previously recorded, along with videos of some of the little girls giving oral pleasure to their moms until they climax. I mean, how many of our daughters make you pedo moms squirt into their pretty little mouths? I know ours do, right, Trixie?
You bet they do. They
better are little bitches.
I know. We have been training them for years, so they better.
It's second nature for our girls. And our girls love teaching other girls. That's what's so magical about the Pussy Palace Retreat, too. Mm-hmm. Is the kids do love what we do. They love pleasuring. They love being pleasured. Mm-hmm. And they love teaching the new girls just how to do it on each other or on mommies, because I'm always ready to lay out on the table naked. And yes, girls, look, come here, touch my clitoris. Here it is. Touch it, feel it, slide that finger between my slit. I mean, it's, you know, Trixie, it's a place where we all learn from each other, and that's a beautiful fucking thing.
Yes.
Especially while we orgasm.
Yes. Let me tell you, girls that haven't been to the Pussy Palace yet, Gigi is not shy. Not. But we love her.
Neither are you.
I mean,
yes. I mean, a couple drinks in her, she's butt-ass naked. Going around saying, hey, little girl, you want to fist fuck me? Let me teach you.
Yes. Well, and I have to make sure I drink plenty of water, too, at the retreat, because my two little girls know just how to make mommy's pussy squirt and over. Oh,
they do. It's a beautiful sight.
Yes. One of my favorite games is the infamous pin your tongue on your mom's cunt. So much fun. We usually do about 5 mommy-daughter pairs, and the moms stand up naked from the window, fully naked. And their daughters are blindfolded right across from them and have to crawl straight forward. And one by one has to lick each of the mommy's pussies and guess which one is her mom. Mm. And some of the moms are shaved, some are trimmed, you know, some have full-on bushes. So for some of the girls, it's easy to find out. And this is why I like to make sure that all the moms with the shaved pussy lips go for round one. All the ones with the bush go for the next round. Gotta make it challenging for little girls. Mm. Anyway, the best part. of this game is to watch our daughters go one by one and lick different mom and guess which one is her mom's pussy just by taste and smell because they're blindfolded. And all the other moms are usually on the side cheering and yelling nasty stuff like, go, baby, go, you little slut. Taste that fucking pussy.
Dip your tongue in deeper, deeper. Yes. I know your tongue's longer than that. Oh, fuck yes.
So we don't ever allow any of the girls at the retreat, regardless if they're toddlers or teens, to half-ass lick mommy's pussy. So if we moms catch any of the girls doing this during the game, you better believe we are reminding them in front of everyone to lick pussy like they've been taught and to stick their fucking tongue in the slit and taste it.
Fuck yes.
Yes, and Gigi, do you remember when my youngest first did her pin your tongue on mommy's pussy? And she was struggling with that blindfold on, all unsure which pussy was mine. And you, Gigi, you walked over and you grabbed her by her hair and pushed. Yes, you pushed her on a pussy and said, is this your mom's pussy, little girl? Is it? We won't tell you. You know how your mom's pussy tastes, you little slut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, we've talked to each other, and we both teach our children, each other's. So, fuck yes. She acted as though she was just in a foreign place. And yes. I know it can be a little intimidating, and you know I love your girls. You know yes. I do. I take bullets or fists for any one of them. But yes, and she got it, man, and everyone did. Cheered her on, and yes, I was proud of her.
But girls, can you tell Gigi is a little competitive about little girls eating mommy's pussy? I mean, can you blame her, though?
A little? Yeah, I mean, our daughters love that fucking game. No tricks. Do you remember Sarah? She was one of our verified moms with the most beautiful bushy pussy.
Oh, God, how could I forget that bushy pussy? God.
When the girls with trimmed or bald pussied moms shoved their face between Sarah's legs, they either made an ew face or would giggle, stating her bushy pussy tickled them. But Sarah's 12-year-old daughter loved her mom's hairy cunt, as she should. Now, we play a game where moms lay on this fluffy rug in the climax hall where we pour some whipped cream between their ass cheeks and asshole, and the girls have to lick that cream until it's gone. Mm-hmm. But they keep rimming mom's asshole just to keep her happy and horny. Now, some moms just bend over, spread their ass cheeks, since it's just the right height for their daughters, which is usually what we kind of figured the 5 to 7-year-olds can just stand right in front of mom and
great ages.
Oh my God, perfect. And they eat all of the cream right out of her asshole. It's the most delicious ass flavored ice cream sundae. We've even put cherries in. Oh, fuck yes, we have.
Yes. I mean, even as some of us, some of this, because I can't help myself when it comes to lady ass.
I mean, yes, when Trix has got this beautiful, like, artistic cream swirl coming out of her ass, I mean, I just need to devour it. Plus, Trixie has an amazing asshole.
If I may say so myself.
And, you know, we make it more hot by pushing their heads between their mom's juicy ass cheeks and a few of the fuck dolls, usually the ones under 4. Well, they can cry until we tickle them till they're almost pissing their little pussies. Well, we make it fun and we make a game that they laugh and want to keep going with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, remember that one year we had put sprinkles in the whipped cream for my little 3-year-old just so she would keep stimulating my asshole.
Yes, and then she wouldn't get away from it after that.
She still loves sprinkles, and anytime we put sprinkles on ice cream, she smacks my ass. I'm like, you want some, girl? You want to eat mommy's ass right now? There you go.
That, yes, that little girl just loves her sprinkles and her mommy's asshole, doesn't she?
She does. She loves ass. Like, she is, I call her my little butt baby. She loves ass.
Little anal princess, she is.
She is my little anal angel.
Yes.
Head of mommy's anal angel. I like that.
Yes. I
mean, we need to maybe put those on t-shirts.
Yes. We can tell Susan, that one that makes shirts. Yes. She would love to. Yeah.
Oh my God. She loved that.
Now, circling back to Pedo Pussy Retreat, though. Mm-hmm. No one will judge or bother you. For example, if you just want to lay your daughter down and fuck your little girl right by the pool or on the couch in the house in front of everyone, no one will judge you.
No. And if they do come to us, but everyone mm-hmm. is, you know, we have a meeting. You all know that before we even show up at the Pussy Palace Retreat. And we're all on the same page. And you'd think, yes. Trixie, you know, we're all women. And we all know women can be catty as fuck and petty and insecure. Mm-hmm. But we've never, knock on wood, never ever had that issue. Our mommies come in and they just want to make love to their daughters. They just want to fuck. They just want to taste their baby girl. They just want to use her little face for their pussy. For their pedo pussy mommy pleasure.
Yes. So, away from the husbands.
Away from the men. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we really, you know, honey, we do have like this pedo mommy. I had it and it was cool. you know, Trix, we've really formed this pedophile mommy palace that, you know, we all walk in as goddesses with our little princess daughters, and we respect one another. We respect your children, other children respect. We have a sisterhood, a pedo mommy sisterhood, and I'm fucking proud of that. I'm proud of us for, you know, remember what, 12 years ago, literally me and Trix were out in the back of my yard by the pool, naked, watching baby girls swim naked. And I do believe we had both been interrupted by our husbands and we were pissed.
Yes.
And we were like, fuck this. We need to have somewhere to go. And you know, the first year it was just me and Trixie and our girls. And we went to this amazing, kind of like an Airbnb, this big home, middle of nowhere, beautiful acres of property, and there was a lake and is big, beautiful. It was amazing. And you know, we've met pedophile mommies throughout the years and they had the same complaint, didn't they, Trixie?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then once we got this going, it just grew and grew, and honey, I'm just really proud of us and what we've what we've got going here for our sexy pedo mommies and their gorgeous baby girls.
I really can't. I couldn't have said it better. You're so right. We have truly like a mom sisterhood in a way. And even the girls, even our baby girls, have this bond, you know. And
they do.
What better way for them to grow up and like carry on tradition? I mean, oh, it's so exciting. But
it is exciting. And, you know, we really start these bonds, too, in our orgy room. You know, Trixie and I are very much into sharing and group sex. And, you know, we've spent a whole weekend in the bed. Literally, all we're doing is fucking, cuddling, snuggling, napping, pissing, and eating. All weekend long. And when you've got a group of mommies that appreciate that time and understand that sensuality and that passion and that desire where you just crave your baby girl and you need to fucking eat her up. And you see other mommies doing it and their baby girls see other baby girls pleasuring. It's just
Beautiful.
Circle of pedo mommy's life.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we in Pussy Palace, we really, you know, it's not necessary. As we say, we're very laid back, but, you know, we encourage mom and daughters to, you know, have foursomes with another mom and daughter pair, orgies. And some of us like to have threesomes and just invite another mom or another daughter for sexy time. Because absolutely. Personally, I love inviting another mom to play with mm-hmm. me and my daughters because mm-hmm. I love doming another mom. I mean, it all started with Gigi here. Like, no one is ever as good as she is. But I mean, I just love it. And one yes. of our understandings as pedo moms is if you invite another daughter for a threesome, it's totally fine. But the proper and respectful thing to do is just ask permission from their mom. And if that's absolutely. All said, anything goes, baby.
And you know, a lot of the mommies that we've met throughout the years, they are cool with their daughters joining, but they'd like to watch. Mm. They respect that right. Mm-hmm. And they will sit on the couch and watch us on the bed or wherever we're at, whether it's in the climax room or wherever. There is such a respect. And yes. just because we ask for your daughter doesn't mean we don't find you attractive or desire. It's just we've got a sexual fetish or fantasy in our brain that we mm. need to indulge right now.
Right.
And, right. you know, it goes full circle. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about these women, too, is there's not that insecurity. That's right, Trixie. You know, there's no fucking rules at the Pussy Palace Retreat.
No.
I love to talk about Gina. Oh, Jeans. Our pedo mom, who's a gymnastics teacher. Her daughter, Lily, had just turned 6 years old and wanted to celebrate her birthday with us during their stay at the retreat, mm. which we love. And Trixie makes a mean pussy cake. So all your mommies know. And she's got that pink down pat.
Yes.
Now, her daughter Lily had just turned 6, wasn't it, Trix?
Yes. Yes.
And Gina wanted to surprise Lily by asking 2 of our pedo moms to join them upstairs for a lesbian group sexcapade. Oh, and it was a beautiful, beautiful vision. 3 moms and 3 daughters.
Mm.
Gina asked me to join them for her daughter's birthday. And I was like, fuck yes, I'd be honored to fuck your little girl on her, Jesus Christ. All right, eyes are, good thing we're almost done. I'm just going to start over. Oh, it was a beautiful fucking sight. 3 moms and 3 daughters. You know, Gina had asked me to join them for her daughter's birthday surprise. I'm like, mm-hmm. fuck yeah.
How could you not?
Right? I mean, we're honored to fuck your little girls. You know, we're honored to fuck your little birthday pedo princesses.
Mm-hmm.
And Gina, myself, and the other mom, Sylvia, we're ready to feed our birthday girl with lots of pedo mommy daughter pussy. It didn't take long before Sylvia, who has this big, beautiful, juicy ass, smothered Lily's face with it. And I was devouring that little cunt while her mom, Gina, was fingering her little asshole, reminding that sweet little princess she was our birthday girl. Hours and hours alone.
Yes.
And just reminiscing that day, I fucked Lily's little face and body that day, and it has me so goddamn hot right now, Trixie.
I bet.
I leaned down to tell Lily, I'm going to sit on your pretty little face and ride it until I come, my sexy little birthday slut. I mean, remember Lily's little smile, Trix?
Cutest little girl.
She really was. And she's a beautiful young woman now, a little lesbian princess. Ooh. Oh, but you know, she nodded her head before I straddled over her, gyrating my hips.
Mm.
And I soaked her pretty little face with my pedo mommy juices.
Yum.
And then I felt Lily's little 6-year-old mouth open up, feeding off of my pussy juice. And then, Trix, she started flicking my clit. And I'm like, oh, fucking A, Trixie. Like, I'm laughing, telling the moms, fuck, your precious little birthday slut knows just how to pleasure this pedo mommy's pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily's mom explained that that's all she's known since she was 2 years old. Did it for me, darling. My fucking pussy exploded all over her gorgeous little birthday face. And this was while Gina and Sylvia were finger fucking her 6-year-old pussy and ass.
God, that's so hot. Oh my you got me hot over here.
Honey.
Damn.
I mean, you better be rubbing that pussy because I am. Shit. And I'm envisioning you rubbing yours while I'm rubbing mine. I mean, that's how well we get to know each other. But you know what, honey? I lifted off of Lily's face. And all I noticed was she was drenched in my mommy fucking cunt juice. I mean, we thought she was crying. But no, baby girl loved how we took control of her divine little cunt and asshole. Oh, and her beautiful little 6-year-old face. God, what a fucking blast. Who's going to have a birthday party this year? Because I'm fucking ready.
Right?
Maybe I'll celebrate my daughters and we'll just have a big orgy. Fuck it.
Oh, God.
I mean, that shit does it for me, honey. And I'm so excited for this year because we've got some amazing women coming.
Oh, my God. And, you know, I actually remember that year. I remember hearing you four moaning and screaming and pleasure from the bedroom, like outside. We were outside in the pool and we could all hear you guys from out there. It was so hot.
Well, and whenever you all like clapping and cheering.
Yes. And whenever you guys came back downstairs to the pool, I remember Vivian, that her mom, you know who I'm talking about. She
pulled out her lipstick and didn't she write like happy birthday on she wrote happy birthday whore on Lily's forehead.
Yes. And Lily was all smiling and so thoroughly used and fucked. It was such a beautiful sight.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And then remember that birthday cake, of course, that I created in shape of a pussy? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And it was beautiful. It got you horny. But it tasted even more incredible.
Oh. Yes. And after little Lily, after she blew out those candles, her mom pushed her little face right into that pussy cake like it was her mommy pussy. So much
she
fun.
Said, eat this mommy pussy.
Yes.
And then we all licked the pussy off of Lily's face.
Yes, yes. And I could set, let me tell you, I could like taste y'all's mommy pussy on her face. But
right,
you know,
I'm tasting that pussy cake. So can you make me one and bring it over later?
Anything for you.
Oh, I love you, Trix.
But great walk down memory lane to tell you moms and daughters that are listening in and haven't made it to the retreat yet. Let me tell you, we literally have the best time together and it's all about fun and making us and our daughters come the whole time.
Fucking A. Hail to coming. Hail to orgasms. Hail to lesbian incest sex with our daughters.
Nothing is better.
Nothing. No. And now, well, it's time for the question and answer portion of our podcast.
Yes.
Now, these come from our moms and daughters listening out there. And, well, first question comes from a mom and daughter pair that haven't made it out to the retreat yet. Great. Their names are Mia and Emmy. And they wrote, do you provide activities at your secret pedo pussy mommy daughter retreat? Well, we've already gone through some of the activities like pool time and, you know, birthdays and demonstrating. You can expect to experience a lot more at the retreat. You know, we have an incredible show-and-tell activity, which I love having my 12-year-old daughter, Sierra, show off how she stimulates my nipples. Mm. And we think it's very important for all the baby girls to see a fellow underage child pleasuring her mommy as an example, and to see how good it makes mommy feel.
Mm.
You know, when Sierra starts teasing my nipples, and I have very sensitive nipples, girl, I don't even care if we're in the middle of class or teaching. I just have to flip down and ride my daughter's face because it turns me on so goddamn much.
Yeah, she literally
does. I can't
help
it. I'm a fucking pedo pervert mommy. I am. I know this. And I love that about us mommies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love having a crowd watch me fuck my daughter. I am an exhibitionist, but some of the other educational classes we have at the retreat are Mommy-Daughter Scissoring 101, how to get an underage child to come, which is fantastic. Trixie mm-hmm. and I have mastered that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anal and rimming skills, strap-on fucking. I mean, to have your little 2 or 3-year-old wearing a strap-on, which we have actually. We have a woman who makes sexy lingerie for little girls. But we also have one who make sex toys. I shit you not.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Little belts for the strap-ons for a little 2 or 3-year-old body.
Mm.
Fucking adorable. So and so goddamn sexy. So we do that. And, you know, how to make mommy-daughter squirt. Fisting for mommy and daughter.
Yes, my favorite.
Keep mommy wet. Keep mommy filled with your fist. A happy mommy is, well, a happy mommy.
Mm-hmm.
A happy daughter. A happy husband. But who gives a fuck about them right now? We're talking about pedo pussy pleasure.
Yeah.
We do dressing slutty for mommy. We teach little girls how to dress slutty, how to move slutty and seductive.
Mm.
Oh, I do love teaching that class.
Yes.
You know, we learn and teach about the pleasures of sex toys for moms and daughters. And we have so much more. But I would say our educational classes are really the highlight of our retreat. Because most of the time it turns into one big fuck fest.
You're so right.
If you like orgies and group sex, don't miss out on these. They're fun. You will literally, the shit that's said will have you peeing your pants. Well, we usually don't wear pants, but we have like 10 janitors.
Yes.
Shit you not. Mm-hmm. But they're a blast, and you learn, and your daughters have a blast, you know, and they're learning from each other, and then the moms, and it's really where you can put your fucking skills to the test as well. And it's fun.
Yes.
And so.
Yes. Yes. The classes are so great. And another activity that you can expect at every pedo pussy secret retreat is our Smuckers and Puckers Gala.
Smuckers and Puckers Gala, baby. Fuck yes. Yes.
So we hold this on the last night of your stay at our retreat, and it ends with the biggest shebang.
it's a big fucking shindig.
Yes.
Just know that.
Mm-hmm. So we all meet up in the main hall dressed to the nines in our sexiest, sluttiest lingerie. Mm. And we, even the girls, even the baby girls, and we drink, we dance, and finish the evening with the most intense mommy-daughter fuckfest.
God damn.
Ugh, it is so hot. It is like the messiest fuckfest, too.
But the most amazing, because the scent of sex in the air from mommies and daughters, fuck
so much
me.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll get you high. Really?
Yes. And, you know, don't worry if you don't have lingerie for your baby girl, because we do like everyone to wear lingerie. So if you have a little tiny baby girl, we do have two tailors on site that anything your pedo pussy desires for your daughter to wear.
And they are so incredibly talented, yes. Aren't they, Trixie?
Yes.
Oh my
yes,
God.
It's amazing.
We've got materials, everything from latex to silk.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, anything.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Our returning members will, as Gigi is telling you right now, that this activity and event is one of the most memorable of the retreat. I mean, just one big part of Fuck Fest.
Absolutely. We dance. We sing, we drink, and we fuck. And we eat, and we get fisted, and we fuck some more. Yes. And, yeah, I mean, and this is the time to really go balls to the wall. You know, if you want your little two-year-old dressed up as a dominant or a gimp, either way, you know, either fucking way, or a sexy little princess. Or a prostitute. Me and Trixie did that 1 year with our daughters, and they were the cutest yes. little streetwalkers ever. Do you remember that, Trixie?
Yes, they were so hot. All fishnets. Oh, hot.
Yes, yes. Good times. I love, love, love Smuckers and Puckers Gala.
Yes.
Yes. Fun, fun. Mm. What a great way to end the Pussy Palace retreat as well, Trixie. I mean, just this big fucking party and fuck fest and it's bittersweet because we don't want to go. Like, you'll get there and you are happy about the gala and Smuckers and Puckers.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, you know, bittersweet back to the real world.
Yeah.
But just know we'll do it all over again next year. And it'll be
absolutely.
Bigger and better, just like every year for the last 12 fucking years.
Yes.
I mean, goddamn yes. You know, the retreat is jam-packed with activities, along with scheduled activities mentioned. And we have a playground for the littles to play on, the swimming pool, walking trails, lesbian porn, mom, daughter, kitty watching rooms, and this year we actually put cameras in there, so you can record yourselves and watch it while you're there. You can get a group to watch. We all love watching mommy, daughter porn, so yes. you ask any one of us and we're down. We've got the communal sex toy room filled with dildos of all sizes, vibrators, fucking machines, stripper poles, and a Sibian. We also play tons of bonding games, always tied to something sexual, of course. We play tug of war, moms versus daughters, and whichever team loses, they have to lick the other team's pussy for 10 minutes. I think we changed that this year until we all come, isn't that right?
Yes.
We play yes. a big game of Marco Polo while we're all naked, of course, so there's lots of groping going on. Mm-hmm. And we play a big game of Truth or Dare. And us moms have the most creative imaginations for dares. No holes barred. Remember, inhibitions, leave that shit back in Michigan or Florida or Colorado or Tennessee, wherever the fuck you're coming from. Leave that shit there.
Yeah.
Remember that time I dared your daughter to put a cucumber in her little asshole?
Oh, my God. Yes. I saw the pictures.
Oh, God. Now, once you've signed up for the two-week retreat, you'll receive a detailed itinerary for the two-week retreat that lays out all the planned activities.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So our last question comes from one of our new mommy-daughter couples, Jane and baby girl Rebecca. They ask, what can me and my daughter learn from the secret retreat? I've been a pedo mommy to my daughter since she was a toddler. 7 years old. Well, first of all, well done, Jane.
Bravo.
Super impressive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We fully support pedo mommies grooming daughters as early as possible. And our retreat is perfect for first timers or even more experienced like you. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that you and your daughter will learn is how to enjoy the pedo pleasures of mommy-daughter incest. There is nothing we leave out. I mean, kissing, clitoral stimulation, nipple play, G-spot and anal orgasms, fisting, scissoring. I mean, that's just naming a few. So, to leave, having learned all about each other's bodies and having explored each other's bodies and maybe even other mommy and daughter's bodies.
Exactly. And you're always welcome to tell us what you do. You know, we have had mommies who are very innovative and creative and sexy. We're there for an amazing experience to share, to teach, to learn, and to fucking suck. It's all about the pedo pussy pleasure.
Yes, yes. All about the pussy.
All about the pussy. Young pussy, old pussy, we don't give a fuck. Just bring that pussy. And we got everything covered.
Yes.
We will have a great time. And Trixie, it's coming up soon, baby. Really soon. Oh, my God.
I'm literally already packing for it.
Oh, me too. I mean, we have done a lot of shopping, as we always do. And yes, the chateau is looking fabulous. We've done a couple new things to it. And everything is going to smell amazing, look amazing, be so comfy. We've got like four fireplaces in there. And it's just, it's a magical experience.
Yes. You know? It's a little slice of incest heaven for mommies and daughters.
Absolutely. The Pussy Palace Retreat is the shit.
Well, I think this is a good place for us to end our podcast here, Gigi. What do you think?
I think you're right, Trix. And honey, it's always a pleasure doing the podcast with you. I just adore you. I adore your girls. And all you ladies and your beautiful daughters, we cannot wait to meet you. And just come knowing you're going to come. And come again.
Yes.
And we'll see y'all soon. I can't fucking wait.
Yes. Bye, girls. Bye, mommies.
Bye, see mommies. And bye, you sexy little girls. Bye, Trixie. Love you, doll. Mwah.
Bye.